are Halacha Beis, page Yud Beis.
Maybe that's where we're up to.
Yeah. That's where we're up to. Halacha Beis, page Yud Beis. Yud Beis on base. 24. Okay? Trust me.
I know. I don't remember the recipe far before either, but this is where we're up to.
Okay. Shvua Shlocha. Shvua Shlocha V'Ocha. A shvua that I'm not going to eat, and he ate. The shasa, and he drank as well. He's only liable for one prohibition, because eating and drinking are considered both to be forms of eating. Shvua shalachal, we took the shvua that he's not going to eat, vishalo ishta, and he also said, especially I'm not going to drink, v'achal, the shasa, and he ate and drank, chayv shlaim, is liable too. One for eating, one for drinking. Okay? The Gemara is going to discuss in some detail. Says Mashtia b'chal achila v'lo achila b'chal shesia. Drinking is included in eating. Eating is not included in drinking. Rabbi Yana shama kula mika. Rabbi Yana derived this all from here. Ad alken amati bnei Yisrael. I said to the Jewish people, therefore, kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dam. Any soul from amidst you should not eat blood. Monica, we words of it, of course. Says, eat blood. Blood is a liquid, so it's a non sequitur, right? What does it mean? So, Monica, what are you talking about? Even the dam shekarash. It's talking about blood which is already congealed. Hotan even learned, dam shekarash ain't a loch of lamashka. It's not true. Congealed blood is neither a foodstuff nor a beverage. Not chayev, it seems. At least they're not chayev for having a dam shekarash. You don't join this prohibition if you eat congealed blood. Okay? Elkenu kayomim. By the way, we're talking about kosher. Now, kosher here means kmoshu, as is. Meaning that as it is right now, meaning liquid, it's still called achila. Kosher achila. Alright? Now, next line, most people don't take out. In fact, nobody takes it out, but I'm going to take it out. Because the whole next line is obviously a mistake. It shouldn't be here. It was already before on Yud Bey's Amud Aleph. You base on base, and there it fit in, where Rabbi Akiva said that the kol yuchayim on a mashu, but here it's not relevant at all. So here we're not talking about a mashu; we're talking about not a koshu as a mashu, but a koshu meaning kemoshu, as is liquid blood. So therefore, this whole next line probably got here by mistake by a sofer who copied down from the last place where the words koshu achila appeared previously. So now we're going to ask a sad question. But Tani, didn't we learn? Now the Pei Moshe changes the gears on this one. Dam shekarash. Instead of himcha dam, you know, the bride saw blood which congealed, ugmo, and you swallowed it. Oh, there should be himcha chelev if you dissolved chelev. So chelev in its normal state, fat in its normal state is solid, right? If you dissolve it, it becomes liquid. Blood in its normal state is liquid. If you congeal it, it becomes solid. So we learn congealed blood or liquefied fat, v'achlon, you ate it, im yeshbo kazayis chayev. If it has a kazayis, you're liable. Well, that's a direct contradiction of what we learned before. We learned before on the bottom yud beis of a beis, dam shekor sheder loch of lamashka. It's neither foodstuff nor beverage. And here it says that even congealed blood is considered to be a foodstuff, meaning you're liable on if you eat a kazayis. So how to reconcile the two brises? Says Mar Ma'avilei Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda do? Now the truth is, it's not so much Kash Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Kash on the two brises. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who brought down the brisa, right? But it's not really Kash on him. It's Kash on the brisa. But anyway, okay. Then when I asked it on Rabbi Yehuda, I guess it's a matter of convenience. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? It says Eino Oichel. When it says that blood which congealed is not food, it means it's not a food stuff. Visvi. Tumah. It's not a foodstuff nor a beverage vis-a-vis the halacha of tumah. But vis-a-vis the halacha of the prohibition of eating it, that would still pertain even if it already was in a state different than its natural state, either congealed or so on and so forth. Says Mara Chazer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda came back. It says here, Potah Masnisa. But we're going to read it the way the Pnei Moshe reads. Who's going to read it differently? the Pnei Moshe. Thank you. And Bnei Moshe says, V'shava min hadar. Rabbi Yehuda came back and learned out from here. It says, V'nasata sakinasata. From here we're learning that drink is including in eating. Okay, that when you eat, when it says to Mr. Zucker, when the Torah says to eat something or not to eat something, it includes also drinking. Okay, eating includes drinking. Drinking does not include eating, but eating includes drinking. Where do we see that from the following? From the following brisa, b'nosata kesef, it's actually derived from the pasuk because b'nosata kesef chol sheta b'nafshecha. When you come to Yerushalayim and you have Meiser Sheni money, right, which you upon which you redeem Meiser Sheni, they brought to Yerushalayim and now you're going to buy food stuff. B'nosata kesef, you should give the money b'chol sheta b'nafshecha, anything your heart desires, and it goes on. By bakar, in cattle, by tzon, in sheep, by yine, in wine, by sheikhon, intoxicating beverages of a gomer, etc. And then it says, v'achaltashom, you see all that stuff there in Yerushalayim. So it says, achila. Yet the pasuk could also mention not just food stuff, but also mention wine. So we see that drinking wine is considered to be a form of eating, right? Rabbanan the Gemara said goes even further. Gemara says, "Manakem, what are you talking about? Im betoyim yain mutavshim." It's talking about where the wine is mixed into a solid, a cooked dish. So fascinating, Yerushalmi, culinary statement. Falua tam lufgam. Wine mixed into a cooked dish makes it taste bad. So who would ever cook wine? So it's good, put wine into a cooked dish. Okay, don't ask me. That's in the case. By law, time of God, Elokeinu came when we talk about koshu, koshu like men, means here like men, a top bridge, kimos shu, as is, meaning raw wine, uncooked. Rachmanakai achila, Rachmanak calls it, the Torah calls it a form of eating, right? Rabbanan case, by the way, Yain Mavushal, obviously, is based on the principle that wine is no sin time of God when it's cooked. Usually the thing is that meat's cooked, you know, on its own, right? But the Ayin Mavusha, the concept of it's becoming no longer suitable to damage by Goyim because they're not going to use it for their Avodah Zarah is because it deteriorates when it's cooked. So they introduce deteriorated wine for Avodah Zarah purposes. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan is on Amrim. Rabbanan said not necessarily. These are the dishes which do contain wine, although not necessarily cooked wine. Anything should be shakolat feila achila, I guess, but name it. Anything which is subordinate to eating, meaning it was mixed into a dish, kachila is like eating. So we still don't know. The wine is considered to be a form of achila, because maybe when you buy it with Meiser Sheni Shlomo, you're supposed to buy wine which is absorbed already into a dish. Rabbi Yossi Shach, I don't know. I assume it's something like charoses. I think charoses usually makes, I mean, it's made for recipes. Tells the yeshiva when they said the charoses recommends that you mix wine into it. And that's the
primitive
charoses. Excuse me? If you don't get candles and charoses from Tells the yeshiva, it's a doubtful Western Jewish. All right. Say no further. Rabbi Yossi Shama Kula Mikam. Rabbi Yossi learned that drink is including eating from our Mishnah, which Mashbiach says that really should go first, the proof from our Mishnah before the Pesukim. Okay, he's right. Maybe the order is a little bit strange, but it's not going to concern us. We won't lose any sleep on this. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi said, "Shukram could be called. He learned everything Avraham Mishnah. Shvush lo, a person said, 'Shvush, I'm not going to eat.' V'shasa, and yet he didn't eat but drank in chayv alachas. He's only liable to one prohibition. Well, we see that drinking is including eating, because he took a shvur not to eat, and he ended up drinking, yet we see he's liable for taking the for a shvur sheker, right? So it says the Gemara, so the chaverim said in front of Rabbi Yossi, the chaver, they said, well, look at the end of our mission. It says, shvur shlochav, shlochav shleshtev. If a person took a shvur, he's not going to eat nor drink. Vachav, shlochav, he drank. It says that mission is chayv shtayim. According to you, and chayv elachas. According to you, it shall be liable to one. If you don't drink, it's including eating. Why is it liable to two? So Rabbi Yosef said, I'll tell you why. He'll be shom ar shvur shlochav kikarzu. V'chosim ar shvur shlochav kikarzu. But he said, an oath, I'm not going to eat this piece of bread. And then he took an oath and said, I'm not going to eat another piece of bread. V'achashtem, he ate both of them. Shemein achayv shtayim. Don't you think he's liable to two prohibitions? Why? Because even the loaves of bread are both loaves of bread. Nevertheless, he singled out each one independently. So if a person singles out eating and drinking independently, he's going to be liable for both the eating and the drinking. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rechina b'sher, Pinchas shama klum mikoy. Let them all from here. Shvua shelo ocha. This is a brisa, I think. Shvur shlo ochal, person took a shvur not to eat. Ba'achal eichem shen ruim, he drank food which is not edible. B'shal samash shen ruim, he drank beverages which are not potable. Potter, he's exempt. Ba'achal eichem ruim, b'shal samash shen. However, now the shvur, bear in mind, the shvur was an achila, right? He's exempt because he ate some which is not suitable to eat and drank some which wasn't suitable to drink. But the inference is, so achal beichlim ruin, if he ate food which is suitable to eat, and shasa mashkin and drank beverages suitable to drink, chai, if he is liable. So we see that he gets liability for transgressing the shvur, even if he drinks when the shvur went on eating. So we see that drinking is included in eating. Rebbe Bo, when the fourth wide line, Rebbe Shem Akul Mikoy, let them offer here. If a person ate and drank in one period of forgetfulness, he's only liable to one korban. Well, in any event, that's the end. I'm sorry. From there, it's quite explicit that eating and drinking are both considered to be the same prohibition of generic eating. Okay? So now it says, "More akadum b'sha'omer shvua shalo ochal." I understand. Let's give them shama shvua ochal v'shoisa. That makes sense. According to our gears, and our mission says that the shvua is that I'm not going to eat, and he drank. So this we have arrived that shasiyas include achila. But according to Rebbe, I don't know who this Rebbe is, because Rebbe, as far as I know, he was the author of the Mishnayos. He had the Mishnayos. So why are we quoting from Rebbe different gears than there are is in our Mishnah? I don't know. But so maybe it's Rebbe somebody. But a kure, and the name is just left out. But according to Rebbe, it says Shvur Shlo Eshteh. But according to Rebbe, it said Einachanami, his gears in the Mishnah was that there's a Shvur that I'm not going to drink, which is also out and about on the market. And there, the Shvur I'm not going to drink is what catches up with her, his or her drinking. So it says the Gemara. So that's case is no riot. That should see is included in Achila. So Gemara does give an answer to that question. It leaves it sure. Rabbi Chanina boy, Rechina Shamakul Mikar. Rechina that the tree is including eating from here. It says, what does it say? Lachalti boni. Person's supposed to say when he brings the mitzvahs to Shlaim, I did not eat it when I was in a state of aninus. Because I was not allowed to eat mitzvah shenim. What is the state of aninus? So it was so big deal he didn't eat. That was Shosisi. Maybe he drank? What kind of a vidu is that? You know, confessions or statements that I didn't eat. Maybe he drank. So it's a loophole you can drive a truck through, right? So it must be that eating includes also drinking. And they didn't eat or drink from the holy food. Okay? That makes sense. When a person says, I'm not going to eat, v'shasan he drank. What about if he said, I'm not going to drink? V'achal and he ate. Shasiva la'achil, like we said, beginning March, drinking is including eating, va'achil lo b'chlau shasiva, but eating is not included in drinking. So if it has to be, take an oath not to eat, and you drink, you transgress your oath. You take an oath not to drink, and you eat, then you don't transgress your oath. It is really hard. A shvua that I'm not going to eat. Paschitim, wheat bread, pasorim, barley bread, paskusmin, rye bread. Eino chay belachas. He's only liable one because the shvua is I'm not going to eat any eight. Shvua shlocha paschitim. He said I'm not going to eat wheat bread, pasorim, barley bread, paskusmin, or rye bread. He specified each one in his shvua, so he's liable for each one. Shvua shleshta, shvua, I'm not going to drink. Vishwasa mashkin army, drank many beverages. Ain't no chayev elachas. It's only liable to one. To shvua shleshta yain, v'shem advash. If you took away an oath not to drink wine, nor oil, nor honey, then chayev elachas, v'chad is chayev in each one. The same idea. Okay, now very cool gemara. This is actually very halacha. It's a major application of halacha ma'isa of this next gemara. Okay, it's very fascinating, but it only becomes fascinating if you use the gears of the Ridbaz and Shari Teres' Eretz Yisrael, which pashas is the gears of the Rambam. Okay, which is the following: Shvu shlocha pas. Person took a shvu not to eat bread, and the Shari Teres' Yisrael throws in, and the Ridbaz really learns the same way. Vali kane vali funny. He also took a shvua not to eat twigs, leaves from, or rather leaves from off a bamboo shoot, and leaves of a grapevine, grape leaves. Okay, now grape leaves are not to be edible, even though the Spartan makes something out of grape leaves. They're not eating, right? It's ma'achol behema, or even less. So this is not a racist comment. That's what Gemara says here. So the if a person then took, so he had his food not to eat bread, and not to eat alik khanim, not to eat alik fanim. Okay? So what did he do? He decided to tempt halachic fate. V'karcha ba'alik khanim, ba'alik fanim. He took a piece of bread, and he wrapped it in the leaves. He wrapped it in the leaves. V'achon, he ate it. Einu chayev ela achas. He's only liable for one korban. Which one? For what? For what? I asked you. Pass, you say. No. The alei kanim, alei fanim become like a capsule. And he's not considered to be alochi eating the bread. Because they are not edible. So that means if you put a piece of, let's say, chazer in a capsule made of alei kanim, something, an edible material, plastic, and swallowed it down, you'd be potter. Because you're not, they're chatzitzo between the food stuff on the outside and food stuff on the inside. Okay? That was an exception. The Gemara is interesting how it goes on. Gemara says, Shvu shlocha pas, person took a shvu not to eat bread, v'chaitzonim v'zakim, and grapes, pits and seeds, and the Gemara is going to pick that for a reason, it's going to become a clear non-base. V'chaitzonim, he wrapped the bread, v'chaitzonim v'zakim, in the pits and in the seeds, and he ate it all, then chayev akol achas v'achas. Then you're chayev on the bread. Why is that? So there's different reasons are given. The Ribbaz writes that chatzoni mizagi eaten when they're mixed into things. Shari Teretz Yisrael, it says they're eating bestam, you know, they're foodstuffs. Even if you know, the truth is, even if you don't know they're real foodstuffs, so the mice and the Torah consider them foodstuffs by what?
Nazir.
Right, so that's the difference. If you wrap bread in an inedible substance, even though both the bread and the inedible substances are both offered to you, nevertheless, the inedible substance becomes a chatzitza between you and the bread, and the bread, you don't transgress the prohibition. But you have wrapped bread in an edible substance. So then, in that case, the edible substance is not a chatzitza, and then you transgress on the bread as well. Okay? So, in Afghan, of course, how you would construct medicines and stuff like that. Besides the more further.
One carbon for what?
And so, but we wrapped it either in alikanim or alikfanim, not both.
It
doesn't matter because you ask yourself. If you ask yourself, if you took shvuash lo ochal shulchan zeh, and then you took a chunk out of the table, so you should be committed, but nevertheless you transgress, we'll flog you before we commit you. Okay, unless you can prove demonstrable insanity. But in any event, that's the same idea, because you would take a shvua just not to ingest anything, right? Even non-foodstuff, cellulose, whatever. Okay? Vimei a nazir, if he's a nazir, chayev sholosh. He turns, we're on top of your gimel base now, turn the page. So nazir's liable to three. Now, I didn't like what anybody else said about the threes. I'll tell you what my pshat. Wait, let me give my pshat the three. Okay? It's chayev three because of the shvua. Right, because he took a shvua not to eat them. He's chai because of chartzoni minzag, because he ate chartzoni minzag, the pits and the seeds. And he's chai because of mishra sanovi, because he soaked the bread in the pits and seeds, because it's wrapped. And we know mishra sanovim is considered to be a separate prohibition by nazir, right? Not allowed to have grapes and seeds, and mishras, anything soaked in wine. Yes? But no. Mishras is even bread. That's a mishras anavim. That the bread dipped in grape juice becomes part of the prohibition by nazir. Unique quality by nazir. No recollection?
But that's not what I'm saying. You're saying that
into the bread, yeah. Right. What did you want to say before?
And he said, the first case, the
Achas is on the Pas. Yeah, but he had a different Girsa. I'm going with the Rambam's Girsa. And where I gave you is the Psak of the Rambam. It's not just Rambam's Girsa and Psak in the Gemara. Okay? So it says the Gemara there, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bekoilo. Now this actually goes on the next mission, so I think we'll read the next mission first, although it actually pertains to what we just learned as well. But let's read the first mission, the next mission, then come back to Rabbi Yechon. Okay? Shvur shlocha. If a person took a shvur not to eat, v'ocha ochim shem muyim achil ate inedible foods. Actually, we had this in Ramanah. I said it was a bright but here it's this mishnah. V'shav samash shem muyim shisi drank non-potable drinks. But here's it said. Shvur shlocha took it. Now, this is where we have the topic of the conversation will be this. Shvur shlocha. Person took a shvua not to eat. Vacham the velis, trefis, shkotzi mehumasi. He ate treif. Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon says he's exempt. He's exempt? Why? I said chayef, skip the word chayef. Rabban holds he's chayef, because that's also eating. Rabbi Shimon Poiter. And we're just going to discuss why. Amar, a person said, Koinam ishti nanesli. My wife should be forbidden upon me. This is actually an issue we'll get to tomorrow night, not tonight. My wife should be forbidden upon me to derive any benefit from meat, rather. If I ate today. Meshugas, he took such a shvua. You know, my wife, she's actually a neder in this case. His wife is lost upon him if he ate anything today. So, vuacha ushacha, and he ate today. But what did he eat? Toi vavoi, what he ate. Shacha nevelet slavish kotzimus, he went to McDonald's today. That's what he ate today. Nevertheless, harayishta asura. His wife is forbidden on him nonetheless. Okay? That's also to be food. Could be it's only karaporim, but that's also to be food. Okay. Now, going back to the first line in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'koilo. Rabbi Yochanan said, when does a shvua include, when Rabban old chayev, if you ate, we took a shvua not to eat, and ate nevelos trevish kotzer masim. If it's a koilo, in other words, he took a shvua not to eat, which includes many things besides the iser things. That's called an iser koilo, right? It includes other things. So then, the shvua works. Avo, and this is going to be a good topic of conversation for some time to come down, when a person is mefarit, that means it's like this. If a person said, a shvua that I'm not going to eat, and that, of course, he includes nevelos, trefer, shkotz, or masim, right? But since he didn't specify he's not going to eat, excuse me, I have a cold. He didn't specify what he's not going to eat. He just said, I'm not going to eat. Even though it includes trade in the Baal's Travis Crosser or Muslim, nevertheless the Shavuot takes effect. And therefore, if he ate a Big Mac, he's liable. Besides eating a Big Mac, he also transgressed the Shavuot. But if he said, he made a quail, but he said it like this, a Shavuot that I'm not going to eat a Big Mac or a Burger Buddy, then the Shavuot doesn't take effect. It's only if he's koilo, if he creates a larger set, which is not specific, but by default includes the Osir substance. But if he's planet, he says, I think you should want a larger set, which includes A, B, and C. And C is a Dover Osir. So it's like, Eidush Abutla Mitzosa Abutla Kula. Like testimony where part of the group's council, the other group's council, this shvua does not take effect. Right, because he's mushma by Mim Har Sinai, but the chiddush is the oath of shvua is not void. Right. Okay? Ava Bapayre ain't shvua's chalas yisrin. Shvua's not take effect on yisrin. And everything tied shvua is not void. Rishon Shemar Fidel Bukhail ain't shvua's chalas yisrin. Rishon says, even if you don't get specific, it nevertheless applies. Okay? Now, this also applies to this Mishnah here, to this Gemara up on top. Because this Mishnah is talking about, this Mishnah is, I'm sorry, this is also, it explains why you're chayev on Nazir. One second. It's going on. Yeah, why a Nazir, how a Nazir also transgresses Shvua. How a Nazir would also translate Shmuel and Chartonim and Zag. That is a problem. Because the by Nazir, Chartonim and Zag are a form of Isser, right? So how can you take a Shmuel, which is also going to include Chartonim and Zag? So the only way, which is going to be take effect, so the way is if he takes a general Shmuel, Shalom Ochal, that he's not going to eat, right? If he takes a Shmuel, he's not going to eat, so then that includes Chartonim and Zag, like Rabbi Yochanan says. Wouldn't work even then. But going to Rabbi Yochanan, that'll work. Okay, now, before we go back to the next Gemara, so now we need the bridging remark, which the Mefarshim bring down. So says the Gemara, Masnit, so according to the Shari Teres Yitzro, we surely have Yisra here, which is the same as in the Bavli. Umasnisin b'mefaresh chati shir. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy specified a chatzi shir. Okay, he said that the reason why Reish Lakish is bothered by a Mishnah, why not a Mishnah? Are you chayev? If you take a shvua not to eat the veil of Trev Shkotzim Ramasim, even B'Koilo, because according to Reish Lakish, in B'Koilo the shvua is not chal. Even you don't specify, just say, Shvua, I'm not going to eat. But that Shmua includes the Velech Trebish Kotz and Ramasim. It's not a valid Shmua. So how is it possible you're going to apply to Velech Trebish? The Rishonim says, Gvald Gechap, and I think it's going to Rishlova Jashi. I think Rishlova Jashi is the Chatzish of Lost or Torah. The Chatzish is not also the Raisa. So that's what he holds. You know, he took the Shmua. He took a Shmua not to eat a Chatzish of the Bales and Trebish. On that, your Shmua does take effect, right? Because now Mushba Vayimim Mi Arsina. Because only Mushba Vayimim Mi Arsina, you only eat subject, only subject to pre-existing oath on that from Arsina on a shear, not in a chatzis shear. So it's more like, the Rebbe Bar Zoi, if that's the case, Bidor Reb Shim Poiter. So why Reb Shim Pati? So the Shim Poiter, Shim says the Shvu doesn't take effect. According to Reb Shim, why doesn't the Shvu take effect? It should take effect. Reb Shim Kedaite, Reb Shim Kedaite. Shim in the line of reason, which is known for us elsewhere. And by the way, the Or Samech and Ritbaz, they change the Gemara back on Daf Yud Beis where it said Rabbi Akiva holds your chai but he's swearing b'chol shehu. They change it to Rabbi Shimon because over here it's Rabbi Shimon who says it. Rabbi Shimon holds the thing that I want kami yochem in a tevli yechai. How much would you eat from non-tithe food and be liable? Rabbi Shimon b'chol shehu. The chomrin gizayis. So we see Rabbi Shimon holds that the shear of Yisurim is how much? A speck, a morsel. So therefore, there's no way to take a shmur on it. There's no way you can take a shmur. Now bear in mind, it comes out according to this, that if a person, I don't know if I'm right about this, my understanding of shmurus is extremely rudimentary, let's just call it ignorant. But if a person took a generic shmur shlo ochal, so it would never be a valid shmur, according to Reish Lakish. The only time you take a shvua is shvua shvua ochal kikar zu. You have to actually limit it to permitted substances. Okay? Otherwise the shvua would never take effect. That's what it seems to me from our conversation. I don't know if I'm right or if I'm wrong, but that's what it seems to me. Kornu Rebbe Yochanan would take effect. Kornu Rebbe Shlokesh would not. Says Gemara, Amen, Rabbi Shimon said to them, Ain't a moidin boichon the mola koshu shachai. Don't you guys concede to me? What about if you ate an ant? A-N-T. Don't you concede me that you're liable? Amalei said, no, mineshu kabrios. That's a bria. A birya. What's a birya? A whole creature. So Amalei said, Avchita achas kabrios. So wheat is also a birya. But Echos Brachs, we're talking a subak about that. Do you have a whole fruit? Which is less than a kazayis, is that considered to be a birya? We basnik Rabbi Shimon in that issue or not. Right? So that's Rabbi Shimon holds a birya is not just something which was a living organism, but even something which was a unit in terms of like a grain of wheat or a grape or something of that sort. Okay, so that's ishita. Then if the birya can be very small, then every chayv in a kosher. Okay, I'll die to Rabbi Yechon. Now, Kohen Rabbi Yechon, Lam Rabbi Shimon Poiter, why does Rabbi Shimon not hold of Koilo? Right? Why not? If Rabbi Yechon says Koilo works, say Shvur Shlocha, why doesn't it work with Rabbi Shimon? As far as the famous sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Armei Zer 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 said, Rabbi Shimon Kedaita, Rabbi Shimon like his famous sheet, we all know a sheet, right? You are reminded about a sheet. Kohen Rabbi Shimon, what's the best day of the year to eat a Big Mac? Oh, come on. What's the best day of the year to eat a Big Mac? Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? Because Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Isser Chal Isser. Even by an Isser Koilo. Even though Yom Kippur is a greater prohibition, right? Because Yom Kippur doesn't just apply to Big Macs, it applies to the Burger Buddies too, right? But nevertheless, Ein Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Yisachal Isser. So say the in our Mishnah, the old Yukaka can't make a Shvua, same issue. Just like in Kippur, the Big Mac is not also because of Yom Kippur, it's already Oimei because of the Big Mac. So therefore, so to say, over here, can't make a Shvua. Says Moleh, the Tzantani, Shem Rabbi Shimon, Tanus Nafsho Seichem, you have to afflict yourself now, which is mutter, not for now, which is also. Right? Because Ein Yisachal Isser. So, if you have also stuff, Yom Kippur is the best time to have it. Rabbi Amram Aboy. Rabbi Amram asks the following question. Al Das Rabbi Yechna. According to Rabbi Yechna, Dhammer says, Bekoilo. That when you include other stuff, Shvus Chalos Yisrael, Shvus will apply even to prohibited substances. Nisne, let us learn. Now the Shari Tiritzel changes the gear, so even don't change the gear, so this is what it means. Nisne, Chamesh Chatos. Let's learn five chatos by a case of guy says he's not going to eat any eight. That is a classic case that appears many times in Shas. The case is like this. The case is increases.
You have a board, so we're going to use it tonight.
Okay? Be modern. Yeah, the case is the case of Oichel Achila Achas. You eat one kazayis, and you chayev four chatos. Might not be
able to afford it. Four chatos. I got punished for something.
Four chatos and one osh. It's not going to work.
Oh, well. Can't believe they lied. Yes. All right. We won't use the board.
Anyway, there's a case where you have, you're liable four chatos and one osh. And the whole question to our child is, how come not five chatos? The case like this, the guy eats on Yom Kippur. Okay, so that's already one chatos. He eats kachim. That's me'ilo, so that's an osham. Okay? He eats kachim, and he's tameh. That's the second chatos because of tumah, eating tameh, eating kachim. And it's chalev. That's the third chatos because he's not allowed to eat chalev, right? And it's noiser. That's the fourth chatos because it's noiser. So he's eating noiser, chalev, he's tomei, and it's Yom Kippur, those are the four chatos, and the osham is mi'ila. Okay? So the question, why isn't that a fifth one? A fifth korban? Shlo'och, because he made it on the shvuah, right? Should we know what it's now? Look at it. Should we? Nisei chamesh chatos shvua shlo ochal v'ochal. Should say the word shvua. Nisei chamesh chatos shvua shlo ochal v'ochal. Besides that, he brings a carbon shvua for made a shvua not to eat, and he ate it anyway. Now, Rabbi said, what's the flaw, by the way, with that? The more is going to come over the flaw at the end. Very simple. I'm not sure you'll be able to come up with it, but you know what the flaw is? The flaw is that what carbon do you bring for a shvur sheker? It's not a chatas. Carbon oil of the yerid. So ultimately, that's the Gemara is going to cop out. I gave you the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is going to say echanami, but it's only carbon oil of the yerid. We're looking at chatos and hashamos. So we're looking for the big carbonos, not the lighter ones. Okay. So it says Maharim Rebbe Zeir Zeir said, "Kol yoymei the Rebbe Bar Memel Loash Kan Tuvta." The entire life of Rebbe Bar Memel, we never found an answer for this question. Imagine, it was such a beautiful cop out answer they couldn't figure it out. So I guess they didn't like cop outs. We mean the Tamachash Kan Tuvta. Once he died, we found an answer to his question. Right? His question was, why didn't we count the guy making a shvuah besides all the other Yisroim? Right? So it says, well, what do we find? Manakim, what do we tell you about? Now, you're not going to like this answer, neither is the Gemara. Don't worry. So it says, well, Manakim, what do we tell you about? Anybody, remember, tell you about a guy who says, Shvua Shalo Ocha Basar Koy Moser Shana. He says, I'm taking a Shvua, I'm not going to eat meat the entire year. Alright? In other words, remember, he's eating Chalev Noiser Kachim on Yom Kippur, right? So it's Basar. Meat, right? Even the chalev is considered to be boser. So maybe took a shvuah, he's not going to eat meat the entire year. Well, a Pesach, besoichon. Pesach is a day which you're mechuyev to eat meat. So that shvuah doesn't take effect. This is the flip side of what we said before. We said shvuah doesn't take place on Isurim, right? Here's the flip of that. Shvuah doesn't take place against mitzvahs, right? So again, this is an amazing thing. You can't take a shvuah, I'm not going to eat meat the entire year. It's not chal. Even as mine as there's no beis hamikdash, it probably wouldn't be chal. Because Meiri bought a beis hamikdash, it's a stoch hamitzvah between makir, korn, beis, and eat it. So if you wanted to take a Shavuot Shalach HaBasa, what would you have to say? Shavuot Shalach HaBasa 364 days a year. Okay? Because that way Pesach would be excluded. It's an amazing concept, but as I state, right? So what do you say? Shalach HaAseres Yomim Alalu V'Yom HaKippurim B'Sochon. Right? Let's say you say, no, I won't eat meat these 10 days, including Yom Kippur. Right? So that's Kimeich, that should be Kimeichel. Kimeichel Shavu'l Yisurin. That's no good, right? Because he's including a day of Yom Kippur, right? Now, the Ribbaz says that when you mefarish, as he says, the Machlok is Bavli Shammai, though he's not interested in the Bavli argues in this Maskona. So if a person says 10 days, so the Bavli holds is still in the Sekhoyla. Because he didn't specify which of the, you know, what the 10 days are. But the Usham holds, since he said 10 days, so then it's as if he was, because it was a Mefarish each and every day. So then Rabbi Yochanan's principle kicks in, that Bepoirate, when you specify, there is no Shavua Koilo. So a Shavua Koilo if you don't specify. But if you do specify, then the Shavua doesn't take effect. So that's what I'm saying here. If he says, I'm not going to eat meat the next 10 days, even though he didn't say including Yom Kippur. But since days is a pigut, inherently, it's specified. Today, tomorrow, the third day, the fourth day, so that includes Yom Kippur and the Shavuot is not void. Okay? So that also is not going to work. Because it's make a Shavuot Yisur, right? Sure, make a Shavuot Adei, which is ready, Osir. You can't do that. Because you can't make a Shavuot when you're Mushba Vahim Marasina. So I'm Rabbi Yisur, he said, V'tishma minah. And from this you derive, Hayel Fanav should be Tisho Zeishim Shoshchutor. Yeah, in front of you, nine kazesim of kosher meat, va'echad shel mevela, and one of treif meat. Okay, so in front of you, nine kazesim of Romanian corned beef, and one kazayas of whatever kind of corned beef. And he said, what? Vienna. Okay, Vienna, good bread. Vormer said, shvush ochal asor zesim elu. A shvuah, I'm going to eat these 10 kazaisim. No, I'm not going to eat them, right? These 10 kazaisim. But since one of them is a kazais of Isser, so I had tantamount to the same thing, and the shvuah doesn't pay a thing of it. Rabbi Boon Boy, Barchia Boy. Rabbi Boon Barchia asked, the law, my law, why'd you give a case like this? Shvuah, this is a fascinating case. Shvuah, no, we're still trying to answer Rabbi Boon Barchia's question. How come they didn't say a shvua that I'm not going to eat the Big Mac, right? We don't have an answer yet, right? So he says, we're looking for a koilo case. They haven't come with a koilo case. So it's like this. I'm not going to eat, this sounds like Chicago. I'm shvua shvua shocha, meaning shvua ocha, mishchita's ployni. I'm not going to eat from that guy's shchita, right? And it happens to be that this Big Mac comes from that guy's shchita, right? So that'll be a case where you can transgress the Shavua, right? That's a koilo. Isn't it koilo? It includes many things besides the Big Macs, right? So they're not. Ain't about chalef. It's a fascinating thing. Each animal has chalef, which is part of the shechted animal. And it's as if you were mefarish and said, Shavua, I'm not going to eat the meat, and I'm not going to eat the chalef. To me, this is mind-boggling. How is this considered to be mefarish? 10 days, I understand, so the 10 days includes Yom Kippur, it's as if you specified Yom Kippur. 10 kazesim includes Nevela. I understand, it's as if you said Nevela. But here, it's as if you said Chalef. So, yeah. Right, so you have to say that. Anytime we talk about a specific thing, a Chefza, like an animal, it includes every component part of the animal. Right, that's why the Chalef, even though he talked didn't have it in mind, but it's by default part of his shvuah. So if the shvuah is not void. Do you realize what this means, Rabbi Yitzchak? If you took a set, shvuah and said, shvuah shlocha mishchitas reb ployni, and you ate from his shchita, you would be potter. Because there's no such shvuah. Because it's as if you were farish, I'm not going to use chalev too. And the chalev you're mushba by me me'ar Sinai. So you can't, so the shvu and the rest of it is not chal either. It's amazing chidush. Okay? So that's more, okay. B'shoich etzvoy. So you ate venison. Let's say you didn't eat a Big Mac. You ate venison on Yom Kippur. Right? Venison, there's no isser chalev, right? So he took a shvu. I'm not going to eat leploini shchita of venison. So it's more still, ain't bookie denosha. It's got key denosha in it, right? So it's more, b'oifus. What about birds? It's going to eat, it said, he ate a schnitzel on Yom Kippur. And he took a shvua. I'm not going to eat from the shchitas of so and so in birds. So there, surely it should be in the circoilo. No, ain't boim dam. Those blood, but birds also have blood, and the blood of birds is also. So bottom line is, there's no way to make a shvua shel ocha mishchita son. Because no matter what, whatever thing he's shechting has parts of the animal which are also. So therefore, lemaisa, if you wanted to make a shvua, that's why you have to say, I'm not a shvua shel ocha mishchita me basar kosher shel shchita son. But you have to find some way to explicitly include the prohibited substances. Okay? Gevalde kechidushim. Rabbi Chanina boy. They say, "V'lo shvua, it should be shalocha, meaning shalocha, not kli mi ploini stam." In other words, he doesn't say shchita. Shchita infers animals. Animals have prohibited substances. Just I'm not going to eat from your uncles. Doesn't say what from your uncles. I'm not going to eat. So why shouldn't that work? Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't work. I mean, theoretically, it could. It could. Theoretically, it could. You know what? That could talk about. If he said, Shvur Shlocha Mishal Yanko, and he ate Yanko's meat on Yom Kippur, so that'd be another korban, the korban out of Yehreg. But we wanted, the reason why the Gemara didn't, the Mishnah didn't bring that one out is begin Rabbi Shimon. Because we wanted to work out even according to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds there's no such thing as the Yisr Koil. So Rabbi Shimon Taka holds, there's no way you can make a Shvua there's no way you can make a shvua on a substance which is already prohibited to you, right? Because it's already prohibited to you because of Yom Kippur, so you can't make a shvua on it. So no. Vikar Rav Shimon is going to Rav Shimon. It should be lowly to Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur is not right either, because Rav Shimon holds even Yom Kippur. Remember, the mission itself is talking about Yeah, so it's also right. It's not a Big Mac. It's nicer, but it's nicer and it's chaylev. So going to Rabbi Shimon, Yom Kippur doesn't apply. Kevin, you got you can't make this work out according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have one less chatas anyway. That Yom Kippur doesn't apply to the nicer and chaylev. So the time Rabbi Shimon tanustav so seichem, it should be mimutzulo v'lo miyosulo. The words got transposed. Ella finally Gemara comes to the cop out answer. That could have been a fifth korban. The thing is, this korban is not levi yoyred, and we're looking only for chatos. Okay. Hey, Sivu, and they ask, wait a minute. Harei tu mas mitash kadoshim shuboy levi yoyred. It's all about a tamei shachal kodesh. Tamei shachal kodesh is a two korban levi yoyred. The Tani Tana, or and Tana mentions it. So it's not true, it's not four chatos. It's one of those is one of them is actually a korban of the other. Lost, so says more, we're on the run here, we're still trying to cop out though. Lost him is says Vorm Shem Chiv Kovis. True. But to a Tami Shahul Kodesh, even though it's a korban of the other, just like Shvua is, but Shvua, he's not a Chiv Kovis, he did amazing. And Tami Shalom Kodesh, if you didn't make it, is a Chiyuv Koris. So that's why he drew the line, mentioning Karmel Levirites for cases in which the alternative is Chiyuv Koris. Says, wait a minute, surely it's even they ask, Harei Me'ilah, which is the cause for the Yosham, in Bakoris, it doesn't have Koris either, Vitani in its mansion. Says, Lo'asina Mistel Vorm Shaylam Heta Achev Surin. More comes to its final Kapat answer. We only are mentioning things which can be theoretically, can never theoretically be permitted after they become prohibited. But shvuos, yesh lemeta achar yisur. Shvuos, they can become permitted after they're prohibited. How can shvuos become permitted after it's prohibited? How can it become permitted, shvuos? Et Chacham, right. Et Nedarim. So therefore, so we're not mentioning that because we're only mentioning things which are permanent Yisurim, not temporary Yisurim. Okay? That's the end of the cop-out answers. Now, it says tomorrow one more, but it's still not finished with the case. It actually is a line missing here. Tom and Tanina. Tom lives over there. Last 5 minutes of Wolf Wilson. Tom and Tanina lives over there. Rameir Omer. I'm reading to you what the Shai Third Soap puts it. Rameir Omer, the famous addendum to that case, where it says, Avinu Shabbos Votir Befiv Chayev. With Shabbos, and you were eating the Chalev, Noisar, when you were Tomei, and Yom Kippur walking outside, you're liable because of Chatas of Shabbos, right? Probably of carrying a Shabbos, because you were eating outside while you were walking. So walking at the well, eating is so tough. So Hadamar, so why, so Maras, Hadamar Shein Ovas, Melachos B'Yom Kippurim? I understand. Why do you have to say Dafka on Shabbos are near? Isn't it true even on Yom Kippur itself? Isn't it so potza on Yom Kippur, right? So the Gemara, the next line, the Shari Tzitzot takes it out. And it says, instead of Ilu, etc., it says, Klum Omer Ein Avos Melachos B'Yom Kippurim. Did they say that there's no Avos? Even though they said there are no Avos Melachos Yom Kippur, the Ami teaches Selim, Oso Kulam Behelim Achas Eino Chayev Ela Achas Al Kula. Malachas and Yom Kippur, if you do all the malachas together, all 39 of them, you only bring one carbon. There's no chiluk malachas on Yom Kippur. By Shabbos, each malach you do of 39, bring a separate carbon. By Yom Kippur, just bring one. Right? But Ilu Mishoasa Kol, getting back to the Gemara, four lines at the bottom. Ilu Mishoasa Kol Achas Minatzwa, Shenu Eichayev El Kol Achas Vachas, but if you only did one, you think you're butter on that one? So Tzoyish Bichayevah. So how come for Yom Kippur? It's true, if you did all 38 more, it'd still be chayv one korban, but it's all by itself, you're liable. So how come the mayor has to throw in the Shabbos element? So Mar doesn't answer, but the Mar does answer elsewhere several times. The mayor takol tzotzos mutar on Yom Kippur. Ein erev otzol Yom Kippurim. So it appears several times in Shabbos. So Mar, I guess, just didn't bother bringing it down here. Okay, getting back to Rabbi Yechon. How died Rabbi Yechon, kor Rabbi Yechon, damar shvur shvurcha matzah. Person says took a shvur not to eat matzah. Osur lacho matzah belele Pesach. A person that person is not allowed to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Now I'm not sure exactly why we say that the shvur takes effect. Why this is koil as opposed to the case we had before. I guess before, because the case where he said, I guess because before he said, Shlocha Basar Kol Hashana. Right? He mentioned Kol Hashana the entire year. So that is as if he's Mefarish on the night of Pesach as well. Right? So that's what makes him Mefarish. But he just said generic, not Shlocha Matzah, he didn't say Kol Hashana. So then attack is now Adi Matzah, night of Pesach. Because that's Taka Koil. You see the difference? If he says Kol Hashana means each day of the year, and then it's as if he's specifying Pesach, but Pesach's mitzvah derives from eating matzah, so then it should be null and void. But if he didn't say the Kol Hashana, just said Shlocha Matzah, then that shvur would take effect, because that is a Koil without being mefaret specifically Pesach night. Okay? It's the singling out, not explicitly, but by saying every day, which includes Pesach night. But just said, Naki Matzah, that takes effect. Now, whatever person took a Shavua, Shlocha Matzah, Bukhele Pesach, this was straight out. He said, Naki Matzah, Shavua, Naki Matzah, Naki Pesach. So, like, we flog him, because that loch, he doesn't bring a carpet. But he's like him, Shavua, Shavua's beat to it. Special loch, a person says a Shavua for naught, we flog him. That's the loch, we flog him. It's a Shavua for naught. But the Shavua doesn't take effect, like a Matzah. He eats the Matzah. Similarly, Shlo'esha B'tzel, a person that's, well, I'm not going to sit in the shade. Also, Shlo'esha B'tzel Sukkah, right? That's generic enough that it'll include the pro of the Sukkah. But Shlo'esha B'tzel Sukkah, a person that's not going to sit in the tzel of a Sukkah, that already is too much, right? Because that's Mefarish, right? Because Sukkah already is specific. So then, like, he gets Malkus. For having specified, the Yeshua B'tzel Sukkah, but therefore, since the Shavuot Friday you take a Shavuot for naught, but since he said, but he does, since the Shavuot doesn't take effect, he can sit in the Sukkah that year. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, stop here for this evening. The next tomorrow actually is a new issue. It goes back on the end of the Mishnah. I'll come back to this tomorrow night.